trusting God in every season of life. Treasures. The Bible teaches that there is a season and a time for every purpose under heaven. This passage goes on to provide examples of these seasons, such as a time to be born, a time to die, a time to break down, and a time to build up, a time to weep, and a time to laugh, a time to mourn. The Bible is full of accounts of people who endured many things and had their ups and downs and triumphs and losses. The stories from Old Testament times that made it into God's Hall of Fame in Hebrews chapter 11 were about people who held on to their faith and put their trust in God through every season of life. The reality is that everyone will face problems, difficulties, challenges, illness, heartbreak, tragedy, and loss in this life, including Christians. When we experience the challenging seasons of life, we could struggle with understanding why God allows something in our lives or in the world around us. Why doesn't God solve all our problems and protect us and others from all grief and suffering and loss? Why doesn't He make this life as painless and perfect as He has promised our eternal lives in heaven will be? Why must we endure hardship and suffering? The short answer is that our time on earth serves as our testing ground, where we grow in our faith and are drawn close to God, and are transformed over time to become more like Jesus. Troubles cause us to turn to the Lord and depend on Him more. Our experiences in this life teach us love, compassion, and empathy for others, and they equip us to better help and serve others. Troubles are meant to strengthen us and teach us and grow our faith and trust in God, as well as helping us to grow in compassion for others. In his first epistle, the Apostle Peter pointed out that believers have been born into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He then went on to say, "In all this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed." In his writing, James went so far as to encourage the believers to count it all joy when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. Various translations use other words such as patience and endurance. Later in the chapter, he highlights the reward of our endurance. "Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life which God has promised to those who love Him." What God has promised. God has not promised skies always blue, flower-strewn pathways all our lives through. God has not promised sun without rain, joy without sorrow, peace without pain. But God has promised strength for the day, rest for the labor, light for the way, grace for the trials, help from above, unfailing sympathy, undying love. Annie Johnson Flint, 1866 to 1932. Learning through life. Life is a learning experience. And for those who know and love Jesus, He is our teacher. He wants each of us to grow in our understanding of Him, His love and salvation, and how we can be of greatest service to Him and others. God knows that we cannot depend solely on our own strength and wisdom to accomplish His purposes. In fact, Jesus said, "Whoever abides in me, and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing." The Bible also says that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So we know that God's Spirit will empower us to do the good works that He has prepared in advance for us to do. Of course, learning to commit our ways, thoughts, and actions to God is not something we learn overnight. It takes time and experience, and often involves facing challenges, difficulties, failures, and seeming defeats. The Bible is filled with stories of people whom God had to allow to face struggles and enormous challenges in preparation for the fulfillment of His plan. They needed to learn to put their trust in God even when everything seemed to be going contrary to their expectations. The story of Joseph in the Old Testament is a case in point. Of Jacob's 12 sons, he was his father's favorite. His older brothers were so jealous of him that they nearly killed him, threw him into a pit, and then sold him into slavery. Joseph was taken to Egypt, where he served as a slave, and later was condemned to prison as a criminal. But through God's divine intervention, he became the second most powerful man in Egypt, and God used him to save his people from famine. When Joseph's brothers later met with him, repentant of their actions toward him, Joseph replied by exclaiming, "You meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, to bring it about that many people should be kept alive as they are today." Everything Joseph endured during the very difficult seasons of his life was part of God's preparation for him to perform the good works that he had prepared in advance for him to do. Consider the Apostle Paul. He was an up-and-coming Jewish leader then named Saul, who had taken it upon himself to put an end to the fast-growing sect of the followers of Jesus of Nazareth. As he journeyed by horseback to Damascus, where he intended to capture, imprison, and execute as many Christians as he could, suddenly a light from heaven shone around him, and he fell to the ground before the brilliant light of Christ's presence. Jesus himself spoke to Saul and said, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting." The men traveling with Saul also heard the voice, though they saw no one. Helpless and blind, Saul had to be led by the hand into the city and was so astonished by what had happened to him that he was unable to eat or drink for 3 days. A disciple of the Lord named Ananias was instructed by God in a vision to go to Saul. He resisted at first due to the persecution Saul had wrought on the believers. But the Lord commanded him to go, saying, "He is a chosen instrument of mine to carry my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how much he must suffer for the sake of my name." Ananias then came and prayed for Saul, who regained his sight, was converted, and became the Apostle Paul. God had a special calling and plan for Paul, but in order to fulfill his good purpose in his life, he would experience many trials and hardships. These would equip him to be used by God to help establish the early church and to bring the gospel to the Gentiles and to stand with boldness before rulers and authorities. See Acts 23 and 24. So even if we don't always understand why we're experiencing a season of struggle, tests, hardships, and breakings, it's important to remember that God has His purpose and knows what He's doing. God works through some of the most difficult seasons of our lives to teach us important lessons that we couldn't learn any other way, and to grow our faith in Him and love for Him and others. So take heart from these examples from the Bible, and don't be discouraged if everything seems to be unraveling, or your hopes are disappointed, or you are experiencing a time of trouble. It is also important to remind ourselves that we often cannot see things as God sees them. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. God doesn't judge or reward us according to our success or failure, but according to our faithfulness, as Jesus taught in the parable of the talents. In heaven one day, He'll say to those who are true to Him, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of your Lord." He won't say, "My successful servant," but "My faithful servant." No matter what season of life you find yourself in, you can rest in the sure knowledge that as a child of God, you are in God's hands. You've been born again into a living hope. There is an inheritance being kept for you in heaven that can never perish, spoil, or fade. You are being guarded through faith by God's power. The God of the universe is your Father, and He calls you His child. Jesus has called you His friend and loved you so much that He suffered and died for your eternal redemption. God has given us many promises of His protection, provision, and care for us in the Bible. In order to be strengthened in our faith, it is important that we dedicate time to study God's Word. The Bible tells us that even as newborn infants desire to be fed, we should desire the pure milk of God's Word, so that we may grow thereby. Though the Bible may not provide specific answers for every situation or season we will face, it teaches us godly principles for navigating life's challenges in a way that will please God and bless others. His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of Him who has called us by His own glory and goodness. Through these, He has given us His very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature. You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at tfionline.com.